Okay, so today I will be discussing some work that we have done in the National Coordinating Center for Public Health Practice-Based Research Networks that looks at hospital collaboration in public health and how hospitals can impact the scope of public health services we have in our local systems. I have nothing to disclose. And I would like to acknowledge that this research was supported by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's Public Health Practice-Based Research Networks program and the PHSSR program, and also included a great, tremendous effort by C.B. Mamaril, a research scientist in our center that helped get the data cleaned and merged. So I'm sure most of you all are familiar with this, but we know that the public health system is really complex and that there are a lot of different organizations that can play in that system and help provide services that look at public and population health. And you see that the health department is a central actor, but there are also other organizations that can provide a substantial amount of effort toward these services. What we know is that hospitals may play an important role in local public health systems, and that there are current initiatives, including reform measures under the Affordable Care Act, that are really emphasizing the need for increased participation of hospitals in local public health activities. So the three main questions driving this study were: how often do hospitals participate in local public health systems? What types of services do hospitals typically contribute to? And how does hospital participation then impact the overall availability of public health services in the system? Our analytical approach used longitudinal observations that examine how hospital participation in local public health has changed over time, and then went on to examine the relationship between hospital participation and the scope of services available in the system. The data we used was from the National Longitudinal Survey of Public Health Systems, NLSPHS, which is a cohort of 360 communities with at least 100,000 residents. So one disadvantage is that we aren't capturing some of those smaller local health departments. They were surveyed in 1998, 2006, I'm sorry, that's a typo, that should say 2012, with a 70% response rate. And it measures the availability of 20 core public health services based on the TurnOC 20, the range of organizations that deliver each service, and the perceived effectiveness of services. And we categorize this as scope, network, and quality. So that data was then linked with information from the National Association of County and City Health Officials survey on local public health agency characteristics, and then with select community characteristics and measures of hospital availability in the systems from the census area resource file and CMS data. And so our final sample size across all 3 years included 631 local public health systems. So once again, the analytical approach, our dependent variable was total public health activities, or the portion of 20 activities surveyed in each community that is being provided. And our key independent variable was organization participation, or the portion of 20 activities contributed to by each organization. So our survey takes information on 12 different organizations in the system, and our main organization of interest was the hospital, but we included the others to control for participation across the network as a whole. So we used two different models. We used fixed effects in both to control for autocorrelation in organizations that were present in all three waves of the sample. And the first model looked at just participation, and in the second model, we actually decided to explore some of the relationships between interactions with organizations in the community and what that does to the overall scope of services. We also included controls for jurisdiction size, governance structure, centralization, socioeconomic status, and hospital and physician availability measures. So some of our results, what you're looking at here is just from the 2012 wave and shows you the organization contribution to the scope of public health services in the system. So you can see that that varies, but that you see a lot of hospital participation in public health activities, and just some other interesting relationships there too. Of course, the local health department is providing a really substantial number, state health agencies, Interestingly, any state agency, which kind of captures some of those others, saw an increase in the 2012 wave as well. So what you're looking at here is hospital participation in public health activities across all three waves of the survey. And the first three columns is looking at all of those 20 services. And those 20 services can be broken up into assessment activities, policy activities, and assurance activities. So you can see that across time that they've tended to participate in assessment activities, but that in the past couple of years you have seen a bump in the policy activities that hospitals are participating in, which is not entirely surprising given that they may have the capacity to help get advocacy for different policies within the community. So I did break it out and decided I wanted to see which activities were most prevalent across all three waves. So hospitals consistently participate in network of support and communication relationships that includes health-related organizations and the media, community needs assessment process that describes the prevailing health status in the jurisdiction, investigation of adverse health events, including communicable disease outbreaks and environmental health hazards, and then the least prevalent activities that hospitals participated in included analysis of age-specific participation in preventative and screening services, organizational assessment of the local public health agency, regular evaluations of the effects of public health services on community health status, use of recognized process and outcome measures to monitor public health programs. What you're looking at here are both of our analytic models. So you have the model with no interactions and interactions. And you can see some very interesting relationships in that the hospital is highly significantly related with the overall scope of public health activities in the community. And while that was the main thing we were interested in, we did see some other interesting significant relationships, including some negative coefficients on those variables, like the university and schools. And also the hospital and local health department interaction term was highly significant. So just our results, both hospital participation and the interaction between hospitals and local health departments are statistically significant. A 10% increase in participation of hospitals results in a 0.9 increase in the total available public health services in the system. And while this may seem like a marginal effect, when you break it out and look at those 20 essential services, that is two more services in a system. So positive and significant interaction between hospitals and local health departments suggest a synergistic relationship between hospitals and local health department collaboration in the system so that you're getting more with less, and that there are other factors that could constrain hospital contributions to public health activities and could crowd out some of those opportunities for service participation, like uncompensated care. That's something that is regularly reported as a community benefit as opposed to maybe community health assessments, which that is changing under the Affordable Care Act. So it will be interesting to see how some of these relationships change over the next year or so when some of that is implemented. And just some of our conclusions from the study, hospitals do collaborate in local public health systems, although there is variation in what activities they participate in. And hospital collaboration may influence the overall availability of public health services in our local public health systems. More is gained when hospitals and local health departments work together. So when those two organizations are coming together to the table, you're getting a better scope of services in the system. And efforts to increase hospital participation in public health may positively impact the scope of services provided and population health in our communities overall. Some of the limitations and next steps, like I said, this is limited to those communities that serve populations of 100,000 or more, where dynamics may be very different than some of those smaller rural communities where you may need more collaboration to help ensure that all of the services are being provided in the community. So that really does limit how far we can project these results. And it does only quantify the relationship between hospitals and public health, and we need qualitative analysis like Eric's to help really tease out some of those relationships so that we can understand what's successful, what's good, what makes a good collaborative relationship, So we can say, yes, here's what happens and here are the numbers, but really being able to understand how to get positive dynamics in those communities puts power behind the numbers as well. So also contribution is captured through the perspective of the local health agency, and the survey has been validated and is reliable, but it would be really interesting to kind of flip it and see what the other organizations in the community, so the hospitals and others, are saying about where they contribute to public health and how often they contribute to public health and what exactly is the relationship there. And our contribution measure does not capture how hospitals contribute to public health activities. So are they just providing marginal financial support? Are they providing the entire service, taking the whole burden off of the local health department? Are they acting in an advisory capacity? We're not really sure. So once again, this speaks back to doing qualitative research so that we can understand how they're participating in those different public health activities. So that's it. There's my information, and I look forward to questions.